Al-Qaeda leader has been killed in Afghanistan's eastern Ghazni province and by Afghan forces. Abu Musin al-Masri was an Egyptian national believed to be the group's number two in the Indian subcontinent. He was wanted by the United States for providing support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization and plotting to kill U.S. nationals. That's according to the U.S. FBI. The Afghan government Sunday accused the Taliban of still keeping close ties with the Islamist militant group, despite promises the Taliban had made to the contrary. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry said the killing of the al-Qaeda leader shows the close ties which still exist between the Taliban and terrorist groups. The Taliban's sheltering of al-Qaeda was the original reason for the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan after the September 11, 2001 attacks in the United States. In a landmark deal with the U.S. in February, the Taliban agreed to not allow Afghan soil to be used by foreign extremists, including al-Qaeda, in return for Washington withdrawing its troops from the country. Meanwhile, the death toll from a bomb blast claimed by the Islamist State group at a higher education center in Kabul rose to 24 on Sunday, most of them students. An Interior Ministry spokesman said another 57 people had been wounded in Saturday's attack in the western district of the capital. Students were seen on Sunday salvaging books from a building damaged by the blast. Residents in several districts of western Kabul belong to the minority Shiite Hazara community and are often targeted by Sunni extremists of Islamic State. The violence rages in Afghanistan as peace talks continue in Qatar between the Taliban and the Afghan government in a bid to end the country's long-running conflict. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Iraqis headed Sunday to Baghdad's iconic Tahrir Square and the high-security Green Zone to mark the first anniversary of a protest movement against the country's stagnant political class. The protesters want the entire ouster of the Iraqi ruling class, which they say is corrupt and beholden to neighboring Iran. Iraq is the second largest oil exporter in the world, but has struggled to pay salaries for its public sector workers and to deliver basic services. In a months-long revolt launched last October, hundreds of thousands of demonstrators camped out in Baghdad and southern cities to demand a total overhaul of the political system. About 600 protesters were killed and 30,000 wounded in clashes with security forces before the movement lost momentum in the spring due mainly to the coronavirus crisis. Since Saturday, military checkpoints and roadblocks have been erected around Tahrir Square and the Green Zone, which is off limits to Iraqi citizens. The Green Zone is heavily fortified and the site of parliament, government offices, and the U.S. Embassy. It's separated by a bridge from the square. Turkey has extended once again a research ship search for gas in contested waters of the eastern Mediterranean, this in defiance of calls from the West to pull back the vessel. The Navy said in a message on the International Maritime Alert System, NAVTEX, that the Uruk Reis would stay in the region until November 4th. It had previously said it would remain just until Tuesday. In a counter message on NAVTEX, Greece deemed the Turkish activity as unauthorized, illegal, and in an area that overlaps the Greek continental shelf. The ship in question, which is escorted by military ships, has become the symbol of Ankara's quest for natural gas in the eastern Mediterranean, where recent discoveries have triggered a rush for it. Dubai is introducing a facial recognition system on public transport to beef up security, officials are saying on Sunday, as the Emirate prepares to host the Global Expo exhibition. The director of Dubai's Transport Security Department says this technology has proven effective in identifying suspicious and wanted people. The Emirate already operates a biometric system using facial recognition at its international airport. Dubai sees itself as a leading smart city in the Middle East and has ambitions to become a hub for technology and artificial intelligence. Both sectors will be on show when it opens the multi-billion-dollar expo fair next fall, 1 year delayed due to the coronavirus. Dubai's Police Transport Security Department says the facial recognition technology will be rolled out in the coming months in all metro stations. What used to take 5 hours, they say, will now take less than a minute. Your remote, I'm Laurel Dunham for VOA News.